Blog Talk Radio.
You man. Yo.
Yes, sir.
Yo, man, you already know what the fuck. This is PSA Radio. We are back. As you can see, we've been fucking flooding the internet with shit. I mean, look at it, man. Shout out to AR Ab's new track. Cassie's new track is up there. Us discussing Meek Mill. Lord Jamar is up there. Miss Grace is up there. Fuck, just go check out that fucking channel, man. You already know what the fuck this is. PSA Radio. Exclusive. Everything you want in one fucking place, man. I'm here going with my brother, my partner in crime in this shit. Dre, Three Letterman, what is good?
What the fuck is good? Timbo, that was a nice intro, my G. Good luck.
Woo. Man, you already know how the fuck we do it, though, over here, bro. You already know how the fuck we do it. Yo, I think we should start off with what's going on. The track dropped, AR Ab dropped the back-to-back freestyle going at Meek Mill. I just got out of the jail looking like I'm going back. Nicki Minaj, fuck you with a strap on. Man, AR Ab doing, Dre, we talked about this, doing what we thought Meek Mill would do. Like, you know, in response to Drake. You know, how those bars would be, kind of something like that, aggressive and all that, which is something that we didn't get. So you hear AR as, first of all, he did it on the back-to-back beat, which was very smart. I mean, just brilliant to do. And dropped it. It's going crazy. What'd you think about it, man, when you heard it?
Well, first off, I wanted to say that, you know who's loving all this shit right now is Drake. Drake. Drake played a chess move. I'm not saying Drizzy probably, you know, he never listened to AR Ab, but just to say I'm driving in the race playing AR Ab, my nigga, do you understand when you got a mainstream artist, one of the hottest dudes in this rap game shit, whether you like him or love him, Drake is one of the hottest dudes in this rap game. Let's just, it is what it is. For him to say that, do you understand that helps our AR Ab tremendously? Now you got motherfuckers who probably, Drake fans, who probably don't even know the fuck who AR Ab is. You do that, and you propel him in a sense. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Now all the fans want to know, who the fuck is AR Ab? You know what I'm saying?
And now Ab is on that pedestal, like you said, to drop something like that. And
right.
Even respond.
Well, like I said, it's a chess move by Drake. And listen, I'm kind of shocked they're going back and forth, but I can take it back to a lot of shit that I've watched on YouTube myself. I've seen, and Meek, it seems to me, you're on stage talking about, how will Philly nigga DY the nigga out of town? Meek, those Philly niggas probably got love for you, my G, but they're probably looking at it like, yo, my nigga, what are you doing to hold down us niggas out here? You know, Timbo, Beanie Siegel did it the right way. He got signed to Rockefeller Records, came back, and grabbed the Philly Savages, Petey Crack, Young Gunners, Freeway, Emilio Sparks. He grabbed niggas, B. He did it the right way. Then, voila, we have state property. You know what I mean? It seems to me when you see Philly rappers talk about Meek and when they do interviews, it seems like they got love for the young boy, but they feel like, yo, dog ain't really doing nothing to put niggas on. He don't shout niggas out, interviews. He's not putting niggas out on features. You know what I'm saying? He's not jumping on niggas' shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like he wants to crown himself.
Ab said this. He's not putting the team on. He's not doing any of that. He's never, not only that, he's not, it's like he's kind of exposing Meek, he's not the realest person like he claims to be. And he's not keeping it totally real. And like you said, putting his team on and all that. You know what I mean? I love what ARF said when he was like, He's not in a, I'm not in a Wraith or a Ghost. I got a plate full of coke. Like, he's not driving the big whips. He's not driving that expensive shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm. So, and that's the shit that we wanted to hear from Meek, not this, Rolly, Rolly, Rolly. Drake don't even know me. I don't want to hear that shit. I want to hear that. I want to hear that I'm taking it back to the hood. I'm not in the Wraith or a Ghost. I got a plate
right.
Coke. I'm put straight for your throat, like something like that. You know, I should have Ghost wrote for me. But you know what I'm saying? That's what we were looking for, me. That aggression, and we got it from ARS instead, going at Meek. You know, Meek was on stage though saying fuck ARS.
Right.
Fuck them fools. They're all pussies. They don't get bitches. Mm. They don't do nothing. But that has nothing to do with this.
Right.
This is a rap battle beef kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Word. Facts though. And you know what I like also, Timbo? It didn't take AR ad 2 days or like Drake said, I waited 4 days, nigga, where y'all at? No. AR wasn't on that shit. You feel me, my G? He was not on that. It was like, nigga, a word is fuck me. Alright, nigga, I'm going to the studio now. I even heard on the fucking Brilliant Idiot show with Charlamagne and Andrew Schultz when they interviewed AR Ab, he was like, yo, because Ab has his own studio in Philly, and he said he had to cancel niggas, you know, tell niggas, nah, you know what I'm saying? Not today, I got to take off and get in the booth and get at this nigga and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I find it also peculiar because at one particular time when Cassidy and Meek was going at it, Ab was kind of riding for Meek, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was.
It seemed like Ab was, in my opinion, it seemed like Ab was like, yo, I'm riding with Meek. I thought Meek would have, you know, it's like Meek just pulled him in, but he didn't really do nothing in the sense of putting them on. And when I say put on, I'm not saying Meek has to get you a deal, my niggas. Don't get it fucked up. But it does help if you put a nigga on a feature, shout niggas out on songs, or even on interviews. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It does help. And when you got a big dude like Drake doing that, my nigga, those niggas, like I said, they probably got love for Meek. And when he drops the I Wanna Know shit, it doesn't go well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I was going to say, I think what Meek doesn't realize, man, is that, like, you know, like you said, you go back for your people. You know, it doesn't mean you have to give them millions of dollars and make sure they're taken care of. You know, forever. But you go back for them. You give them that opportunity. You know, we threw out hip hop. You know, and I mean, one of the biggest, most mainstream ones was like Eminem going back for D12. I mean, he went back and signed D12. What they do on their solo careers, that's up to them.
Right.
Totally up to them. But he gave them that opportunity, and that happened. But I think what Meek doesn't understand is it doesn't matter who your woman is. This doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many hits so-and-so has. You know, Rosenberg said it the best on Hot 97. He said, you know, Ebro was saying Drake's level of hits it outweighs Meek's. But that doesn't matter right now. Who cares?
No, it doesn't.
We want to hear you rap. I don't care. You know, Drake could have all the hits in the world. Meek could be, like, unsigned at this point. But the bars will win. People are going to see that. If Drake sucks and Meek just blows him out of the water, people are going to see that. It doesn't matter what the hits are or who your girl is, you know? Yo, when Ab said, though, what had me down was when Ab said how you talk in the interview, how you talk all that gangster shit from a pink stage. I was done. I'm dead. How you talk all that gangster shit from a pink stage. Talk to him.
Facts, though. Listen, man, there's a million and one rappers in Philly. Yo, Philly rappers, if niggas do your fucking history, there's a million rappers in Philly. You see what I'm saying? Like, those niggas, to me, don't get a lot of light and shit. You know, in the tri-state area, like, you know, New York, Jersey, Philly, Connecticut. Like, them niggas, to me, like, Philly got so many MCs. It'll be good to see them niggas, you know, get together. You know, I think, I'm not telling you what to do, my nigga, in your career. You know, but it would be good if you could snatch niggas up out of Philly, my nigga. Let's be real. There's so many rappers out there, you can't put them on a joint, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, listen, man, like I said, shout out to AR Ab, because he's not having it right now. And Ab in a sense, you got to capitalize off this. And when I say capitalize, you got the biggest rapper calling your name out. And now you got the nigga Meek Mill right now, who's on his tour, you know, getting at you. And I don't even think Meek wants them problems, my nigga. Let's be real. You probably walk out bodyguards, my nigga.
Meek doesn't want them problems. No, he doesn't want that shit.
And Meek, I notice you're not on Twitter no more. Drake done got you off Twitter, so now you're on the gram hiding, my nigga. For niggas like me who don't have Instagram, so I don't know what the fuck is going on. But you're on the gram talking. Get back on Twitter, my nigga. We want to see the Twitter fingers, man. Let's go, man. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, what more? Like you said, Drake is sitting back right now and just smiling. He has the popcorn ready, he's smiling. That's it. I mean, if you're Meek, like, what do you do at this point? It's getting, the hole is getting deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. So you have AR Ab now coming out. And, I mean, what do you think, Dre? Is this kind of like a no-fly zone for Meek back in Philly then? I mean, it sounded pretty like, fuck you type shit.
You know what? It did sound like a fuck you. No-fly zone in Philly? Listen, we don't live in Philadelphia. You know, we don't live in Philadelphia, so we don't really know the parameters of that. But
I mean, we gotta think that Ab is like the trick kind of Philly.
Oh my nigga, he calls himself the top goon in Philly. I mean, once you call yourself the top goon in Philly, and nobody's disputing that shit, my dude. He's living his raps. From where people, you see people always talking, like, you know, I've seen Ab on Vlad TV, and I'm not co-signing this nigga. Don't get it wrong, people. I don't like co-signing niggas getting shot, niggas getting locked up. I don't really co-sign that. But if a nigga has lived that life, and he's putting that in his raps, because we always talk about niggas don't live their raps, yo, the dude seen to live his raps. Do I co-sign everything he's been through? No. Do I want to get shot 10 times? No, but he's been shot. He can talk about it. We've seen the holes in his stomach and shit. You know, once again, I'm not glorifying that shit, because I'm not glorifying that at all. You know what I'm saying? I don't want niggas getting shot up and losing lives over fucking street and rap beef. You know what I'm saying? First of all, let me be clear with that. But, yo, Ab is a top goon, my nigga. Like, you don't see people dispute that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dark Low too, man. Because, yo, Dark Low's another brother who runs an Ab, and I've seen interviews
Dark Low,
years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Word, I see interviews with Dark Low and he's like, yo, Meek and them be acting funny and shit. And it seemed like when you see interviews, it seemed like Meek was telling people not to fuck with certain niggas in Philly, my nigga. And if allegedly, this is what niggas are saying. So if that's true, my nigga, think about it, Timo. Me and you are Philly rappers, and we hear through the streets that Meek don't want me and you to get on. And telling whether it's executives or rappers or tour promoters and clubs and shit, don't fuck with these niggas because they live big raps and they goons and shit, that are ray, this, that, and third. My nigga, that's called blackballing 101. Blackballing 101, my nigga. That's not cool.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's weird.
It's crazy. Like you said, the top goon over there, is he now blackballed from Philly? Is there a no-fly zone in Philly? You know, what could end up happening next for Meek, man? It could be...
Nah, son. Once you got money, my G, you got money. I really doubt that. Once you got money,
but,
my nigga.
Money,
my nigga. Money's do it all evil, my nigga. You give a nigga, young nigga, like right now on the block in Philly, Timbo, you give a young nigga in Philly right now $500 to whatever for whatever, my nigga, he's starving, his belly's touching, ain't no food in the fridge, my nigga. There's killers everywhere.
Yeah,
you know
but
saying?
He can't do that right now, bro. He can't go up there in Philly and, you know, where Ab is at and start, you know, thinking he's going to get that respect. You can have all the money in the world, but that respect back home? I don't know, man.
I think niggas respect me, man, because that's all they got in this rap shit. If you look about it, you think about it. I guarantee you Philly niggas, like I said, they got love for me because after Beanie Siegel, who was left? You had Eve, yes, you had, you know, the Roots, you know, Bahamadia, Gilly's out there was doing, you know, was running away in that one particular time, make shout out to Major Figures, this, that, and third. But Beans was it. Here come Meek, a young street nigga, a young dude who the streets can relate to, You know, he was a nappy braided ass nigga at one particular time. And Ab's a goon. I just think once you got money, my nigga, Meek's not gonna be on the street. Let's be clear. He's not on the corner.
No, he won't. But I'm talking about in Philly as far as like not being able to really go back and connect. You know, is that a wrap for him? I don't think he'll ever be.
I don't think so.
No, you don't. I don't think so. Nope.
At all.
I mean, you heard the beginning of that track, Dre. He said, "Oh, you said it's fuck me now, fuck you."
My nigga, I doubt when Meek Mill songs come on at the club in Philly, I doubt there's not niggas still bouncing and shit. I doubt that very much. I really do. Maybe other cities and shit, but in Philly, I totally disagree with that. That's their boy. That's still their boy.
Yeah.
He still got the joints and shit that people are gonna ride to and shit. You know what I'm saying? I still think he's a big part of that city, whether he's going through this shit or not. But you know, Timbo, he's catching L's, but let's not get it twisted. All this publicity, whether it's negative or positive, is not a bad thing for Meek all the way. You don't think him dating Nicki Minaj helps out? You don't think him going in and having beef with the biggest mainstream artists in the rap game? You don't think maybe a low percentage of it helps him?
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers didn't know who Meek Mill was.
I think it definitely helps him. The name's up. I just think the look is wrong. I think the look is bad. If he would have at least tried and, you know, delivered better material. And, I mean, it's okay to take the L, but don't take the L like you took the L. Like, don't do that.
Right.
You got to go out there. You started this shit. But, no, I mean, it looks really like he's a punk for really, you know, he poked, and then, you know, he caught Drake's attention. He went at him. He dropped the diss tracks. Like we said, charged up with a jab. We should have heard something, you know, after charged up. And then back to back, he was like, all right, here's back to back. And it was a hit. But it was the way that he took the L, which is a bad look. It's okay to take the L, but make it competitive. Do what you're supposed to do, you know? That's where I think he's going to pay for it and have it be a bad look in that sense. But, I mean, this has potential, man. I'm hoping it doesn't die out. I'd like to see this continue.
Oh, my nigga. I fucking love this shit. Oh, do not get it fucked up, my G. I love this shit. You know what I'm saying? As long as it stays on wax. Let me slow it down for niggas again. As long as it stays on wax. We don't need no physicality out here in these streets. No, just keep it on wax. That's all we give a fuck about. Ab, you don't need to be going back to jail, my nigga. For real. Do your music, my nigga. You don't need to go to jail for nobody. Not over no fucking rap beef anyway, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Keep it on wax. And me don't want the problems. He got a wifey. He got bodyguards with him. I really doubt he wants that sauce. So just keep it strictly on the music tip. And what Meek has to do right now, Timbo, is keep making music. Stay in the lab and keep making music. This is how this will fade out. Because even with all this shit with Rick Ross and when 50 was beefing, you know, 50 was doing that curly and all that other crazy shit.
Ross was still making good
music, though, my nigga. He was still making music. 50's my nigga, and I owe 50 more than I do with Ross, but Ross was making good music.
Hey, he was
doing interviews and Pippin Curly while Ross made music.
You're right. Ross won that battle with Deeper Than Rap. He won that battle with that album. Music-wise, he won. No question. No one can say different. But I don't think 50 put out enough quality material to beat Ross in that. And then Ross came back with
the Mafia music. You know, the Mafia music joint.
Exactly. Yeah, that was kind of tough, which was, I mean, it was crazy, man. It was a dope song. You know, it was typical Ross. It wasn't, you know, there wasn't any hooks, no hooks on that song, by the way. All bars.
Right.
And, you know, really what we were looking forward to. So,
you know what it was? It was Ross. It was Ross doing music and 50 doing the pimping currently and getting his baby moms, buy her fur coats and shit, little shit like that. But, you know, that was funny too. Don't get it wrong, my nigga. Like, him having his baby moms on that couch and taking her shopping, nigga, that was fucking wild, my nigga. That was wild. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it is what it is, my G.
Yeah.
Hold on. It is. Me just gotta make good music, my nigga.
That's it. That's all this is, man. Just make some good music and release it. It's simple.
Yeah, Machi, that's all.
We're gonna have the caller call back up. He actually just got off, so if you wanna let him know, the call right back up, Dre.
All right, back.
We're gonna click him in real quick.
What else
we got over here, man? We're gonna run this ARP, the RBE card later on after, you know, before we get off. But actually, you know what? Let's get the guest on right here. From Philly, we really want to get to know, what's going on with this whole Meek ARF situation, and you know, who better to go to than artists from Philly that kind of know what's going on. So we're going to bring the man on himself. Let's go. PSA, welcome. Santos, what's good, man?
What's up, bro?
Yo, Santos, what's good, my G? LBR, what's popping, my nigga? Johnny!
What's good? What it look like, man?
I can't call it, my nigga. We feeling good, my nigga. I just wanted to first say, yo, my nigga, I got introduced to you by one of my boys. He's like, yo, my man right here from Philly, this nigga's nasty. And I know you've seen, you know, year and a half, you and I've been tweeting out your songs and shit, because I think, yo, my nigga, I think you got that pain rap. You already know that pain rap, hard body karate. And I want to get your take, because you from Philly, my nigga, West Philly, right?
Yes, sir.
What's the feel of the city right now with this Meek AR app shit, my nigga?
They not feeling Meek at all. They not feeling
Damn.
They not feeling it. At first... See, let me just say, man, you know, we always supported Meek, you know, and you know, Philly always was the city that was behind him, you know, even how he got signed and all that, you know, we always supported the dude, and you know, niggas already felt like he kind of turned his back on the city a long time ago. Niggas don't even feel like he even got a Philly sound anymore. He don't even rap like us. So
it was a lot
that the city felt about the dude, but niggas are still rocking for him. You feel me? Because like me, I'm pro Philly all day, so of course I'm gonna rock for me. So you know, niggas rock for him. So I feel as though he was doing good for himself. He came home, he got the girl, rock around with the chick, Nikki. Then he dropped his albums. Album's number one because nobody's dropping. He had a good look. It was a good look for him. But then I felt like he kind of went too far because he was trying to pick on Drake. Because I think Drake, you know, he's a soft dude. Like, and I feel like it's a pattern. Right. Like, you went at Wale. Like, why you ain't going to Fat Trail like that? You think what I'm saying? He ain't tweet nothing about y'all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like it's a pattern. Then when he did that, it just looked corny. Like, why are you going at Drake? Like, he don't write his raps. Listen, I just came back from L.A. I can name over 10 fucking rappers that ain't write their fuck. They don't write their songs. You know what I mean? I know a nigga that personally ghostwrited a nigga's whole album that a lot of people look up to. A lot of these niggas don't write their own raps, man. And I was just out L.A., man, and I seen it myself. Like, I see the credits. Like that ghostwriting shit is real. Like, that's what I was doing. I wrote for a couple people. Once I got in the loop, I started seeing a lot of these niggas got help. So for everybody that was so surprised, wow, like, no, that's how the game go. There's nothing surprising about that to me.
I got a quick question. Yeah, Dre and I were discussing it. About the AR ad song, about the back-to-back 3,000. Is it to the point where it's like a no-fly zone right now for Meek after what he said about AR ad?
Well, let me continue, because I got a little off point. That's where I was going anyway. So niggas was already pissed off about that. So then, you know, then when it was time for him to drop his response track, he put that out. Niggas definitely wasn't satisfied. Everybody said he could have came harder. Boom, that's one thing. Then, you know, when Drake mentioned Ad's name, niggas was like, okay, that's love. Niggas from Philly was excited. Like, I was excited. Like, I take myself out of the rap category and put myself as a fan. I was excited.
Yeah.
So I said, damn, okay, another nigga from Philly about to get on. So, you know, niggas is on the Twitter and niggas is on the drain and all that. And I'm watching Ab interviews. He's not saying nothing disrespectful about Meek at all. He's bigging him up. He's saying, you know, yeah, man, he's just not getting in it. So then when he does that and gets on stage and say, fuck Ab, niggas is really confused. Like, where did that come from? You dig what I'm saying? And nobody knows the inside stories. I'm from the outside looking in, and it really ain't my business. I don't give a fuck. But at the same time, this is just my intake on it. This is me looking at it, seeing what's going on. That shit looked real corny. So the whole city, so I can speak for a majority of the city, when we just was disappointed by it, it was like one after another, after another, after another. Like, he's just been doing back-to-back corny shit. And it's just like, niggas is really not feeling it. And I got respect for the dude, because, like, I supported the nigga. You dig what I'm saying? You don't really realize how many people down here really, like, was behind dude for him to be doing shit like this. And it just looked corny because, reason why I say it's corny is because we always look like we're going at each other. Everybody always get to Philly and be like, damn, y'all niggas just don't know how to get along.
That's
city right now is going in together. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nigga come at a nigga from New York, the whole fucking Apple get in a bag. You dig what I'm saying? Like, that's how I look from the outside looking in. So y'all probably like from it. But, you know, I look up to niggas like Styles, Jadakiss. I got relationships with those guys. I got relationships with a couple other guys. But I always looked up to New York rap because, first of all, I like the unity. Like, y'all really look at it as like a sport. Y'all take it seriously as far as the craft with the bars, the actually perfecting your skill as an MC. You know, people lost that down here because since the Chicago wave hit and all this down south stuff, everybody is on the goofy mode. Nobody really takes the craft serious anymore. So the only niggas from the East Coast that still deliver, I feel like, is New York MC. So I can salute to the spitters, like, and I feel as though that's where we lack at. And they get down to Philly and be like, damn, what the fuck? Like, y'all going at each other. Half y'all niggas sound like y'all from Chicago. Like, what the fuck is going on? And it just looks bad right now.
Yo, Santos, let me ask you a question, my G. Do y'all feel as Philly rappers, like, Meek come off to me like he did, like he wanted niggas, maybe AR Ab, to get at Drake. Like, my nigga, this is how I was looking at it. Like, how could you want Ab to get at Drake when the biggest mainstream artist put his name in a joint and you're a Philly rapper, but you're not doing it the way Beans did it when he grabbed Emilio Sparks, Young Gunners, PD Crack, and he grabbed Stay Poppin' and butt niggas back. Do y'all feel that Meek is not supporting other Philly niggas?
Yes. That's exactly how we feel. Because think about it. If you would have had a team full of hungry-ass niggas, I ain't saying you got to sign everybody, but if you was at least just showing love to niggas, you would have had niggas stepping up for you. You wouldn't have to fight that battle by yourself. You see how you said Beans, State Property? Now, let's take it back to those days. I love that era.
Word.
Let's take it back to that era.
Yes, sir.
When
yes,
I had 87 D's and when I was going up New York and they were snapping and it was them versus B Block and Jay knew what he was doing. When Jay had Beans in them, Jay ain't have to say nothing. Beans went at Nas. He went at Kiss. He went at any of them niggas. All of them niggas. He fought them battles. And then Beans, he had the prop. So when niggas was responding to Beans, the prop was jumping on their ass. And it was getting real. They was going up Hot 97 tearing shit the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know, because he had a team. They had a team. Meek don't have, like, he only got his team. His niggas.
Mm-hmm.
You do what I'm saying? He don't fuck with no rappers from down here. So it's like, you supposed to have that. You supposed to have a nigga like a nigga like me. Let's just say me, for instance. And me and me, I don't even know the nigga. But we know of each other. He knows who I am. Like, and nigga know. Like, mm-hmm. niggas know already. So, like, say you got a couple me's in the tuck. Come on, man. You wouldn't even have to fight that fucking battle alone. We would have tore Drake the fuck up. Speaking for myself, I would.
Getting
tweets crazy, back-to-back tweets on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, like, yo, can you please help Meek out jump in the ring? I'm like, I can't do it. I can't do it. Reason why I would never do it is because why would I block myself out an opportunity to work with somebody for a nigga that's from my city that don't even show no love to us?
Yeah.
I fuck around and get put on by Drake before I get put on by Meek. And that's just the truth.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. And that's fucked up. But when Beans was when Beans was the man, it wasn't the same thing, man. Like niggas actually was it was a better representation of us, man, because niggas was sticking together. But now it's just like Philly against Philly again, and we never get away from that. If it's two niggas from the city that's hot at the same time, they always bump heads. It's never a come together situation. And I feel as though he didn't have to jump on stage and say that because Ab didn't say nothing towards that dude.
At all, my dude.
Jumping on stage and saying that, it really backfired on him because the city is looking at him like, damn. Because Ab got a lot of fucking love in the city.
Yeah.
Niggas is rooting for Ab right now. The same way niggas was rooting for Meek when it was Meek turn. Niggas is rooting for Ab right now, but Ab got more of the street support.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? He might not have all the
mainstream
female fan base in the mainstream shit, but he got the streets. He really got motherfuckers that out here every day in the mix type fan base. So you gotta think how many diehard niggas is like ready to like probably throw their fucking life away for Ab. So for Meek to do that, he basically kind of started a war, like between the two parties. And now I'm not speaking like war, like niggas is gonna get shot every day. But
right.
You never fucking
know.
Because you gotta realize, you know what I'm saying? Both parties is both come from street backgrounds. So why not get this money together?
Word.
Since your name. Boom. Niggas should be happy for him. Niggas should be like, damn, he's to add name in the mix. That's sir. All right, cool. Like, you're not supposed to expect, how you expect a nigga to step up for you and you don't even fuck with niggas? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that shit crazy.
Yeah, I gotta ask, you know, with what's being said on stage, I mean, this dude literally said he's gonna give Drake a wedgie after having these tracks, you know, and everything's been put out. Are you guys just cringing at like, yo, this is so fucking corny. Why not just rap? Like, you're making yourself look terrible. Rap.
That was weird. That was weird. The whole wedgie thing. That was weird. I mean, yeah, that was weird. I don't know, man. We just disappointed me. If you're listening, bro, like, listen, I still support you. I still got the motherfucking, what's the new joint? I got your new CD on the motherfucking YouTube playlist. Stick to your lane, man. Like, make your trap music. Stick in your lane, man. This battle shit wasn't for you, man. If you wasn't saying nothing about that dude, Drake. Now, I'm not going to lie, but it goes both ways because even I heard a lot of people saying, damn, well, I never paid Meek this much attention ever in my life. Since this happened. Like, certain people really just don't like his music. You know what I'm saying? Like, my wife, she doesn't like Meek at all. But ever since we started, no, real shit, because she a fan of bars. So, like, ever since this started, she, like, actually is, like, paying attention. Like, he got people that wasn't paying attention to him, paying attention. So, like I said, it works both ways. But right now, he's getting bad attention. He's getting more bad than good. It already was bad that he dropped a weak response to Drake. But now, him doing that with the Ab situation is just making his shit look corny.
This could have been so dope for Philly, though. This could have been so dope for Philly.
It could have been, because I feel as though both parties should have came together. I feel as though, like not too long ago, I seen O'Malley. Shout out to O'Malley, because I fuck with O'Malley, real nigga. I seen O'Malley in the picture with OBH. He was by himself. And it was probably like 15 niggas in OBH, and it was O'Malley, and it was out there.
Yeah.
And when I seen that picture, spoke 1,000 words.
Unity, my nigga.
Yeah, it was unity. It was like, oh, I bet. I'm glad they not on that nut shit. They coming together. All right, cool, because I felt like, damn, both alliances coming together. That's the streets right there. That could be Philly. Like, that could be the new era of Philly right now if they came to get on it, because, you know, they got the money, you mean, as far as D.C., and, you know, they got the game, you know, me got the fame and all that. And
right.
Got the streets real heavy right now. Like, that's a conglomerate once you put it together.
Yeah.
But now, them going at each other is doing nothing but tearing us the fuck apart.
Is this when a nigga like an OG, like Gilly the Kid, could probably step in and try to get niggas together?
You said it, say it again?
A nigga like Gilly, can he come in and probably step in and try to get niggas to squash this and like let's unite? You know what I mean?
Gil got that type of power. He does. Mm. I don't think he... Now, is he? No. I think Gil wants to stay out of it because, you know, niggas is looking at it like that was corny. Nobody can, like, actually, like, you know what I mean? But he do got that type of card where I feel as though Gil can sit down with both parties and be like, yo, listen, and voice his opinion and whatever, you know. He do got that type of power to sit down with both parties. But do I think he will? No. I don't think nobody's going to step in that. I think everybody is interested in watching how this plays out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Niggas
got to stand what they do.
So
I ain't taking nothing away from me as far as, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not taking nothing away from the dude, but the way he's doing right now is not a good look. Like I said, I'm still supporting because I'm pro-Philly.
Word.
How many times the fucking Eagles lost and disappointed me? I'm going to still support the Eagles. They just fucking bums.
I'm a Knicks fan, my nigga. I'm a Knicks fan. I feel you, my G. Don't feel bad.
So it's like what the fuck? Like, I can't not support the nigga, but at the same time, niggas are disappointed.
Word. Yo, Toast, before you go, man, what you working on, man?
I'm working on the Groove. I ain't really got no dates for it right now, but the Groove, it basically is a real change in my life. Like a nigga 24 now, I went through a lot of shit that made me into the man I am, and I've really grown a lot lately, man. I stepped away from a lot of my old ways. A lot of my old music had a lot of anger and aggression and just bitter and hatred and a lot of just anger in my raps. You know what I'm saying? And
I love that shit. I love that shit, my nigga. I'm sorry. I love that shit, Toast.
I love it, too. I love it, too. But at the same time, I was really in a dark place in my life where that energy was coming from. And now I want to give it to them on a professional level where you can hear it through the real music now, where I can really get the people attention and get people to really listen to my story. But through music, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
word.
I'm a real big fan of neo soul and R&B and
word.
You know, and stuff like that. Music Soul Child, Jasmine Sullivan, Adele.
Word.
These are some of my favorite artists. You know what I'm saying? So I really want to. I want to mix my raw hip hop and my passion with this type of music, with a soulful sound, and create some real music, man. And I feel as though that's the Groove. You know what I mean? So that's why I called it. I just called it the Groove. I'm working on it right now. When it come out, it's going to be crazy, man. It's going to be real dope. I'm coming out of New York. I'm actually going to be in New York tomorrow. I was supposed to come today, but I actually got to come out there tomorrow. Then I'm going back on the 28th because I got invited to some type of party. So I'm going to be in New York a lot with this CD. I'm going to be doing a lot of shows out there. Big up to Jay, because I redid a lot of, I redid a few Jay records that's dope. I can't say which ones, because I don't want to like steal ideas before I drop it.
Right, right.
You know, but I got a lot of good records on this joint, man, so stay tuned,
yo,
man.
Toast, shout out to Twitter, Instagram before you go, man.
At SantosLB4R on everything. SantosLB4R. LB letter 4R. And man, Santos LB 4R on everything, man. Get with me.
Toast, before you go, you got any bars, my nigga?
You know I always got bars, man.
Spit some for the people right quick, my nigga.
Bars.
I need niggas to hear you right quick.
Hold on, what? These niggas thought I fell off, but I was falling back. I lost my spark for a minute. My niggas bought it back. My block jumped like I was trying to bring the Carter back. I'm rich at heart, but still keep that Ruger when counting all these stacks. These niggas seen my face and almost had a heart attack. My youngin' just bought a house. He got it off from crack. A lot of suckers in the game. Y'all supporting that. How these niggas the best and they don't even write all they raps. I'm fresh off the block. My niggas move in silence. We don't talk a lot. We roll up like a duck, then we spark at top. That's where I'm from. I done seen a lot of coffee. Drop this round here, you'll lose your life quicker than a parking spot. I'm a stand-up nigga, so get it right. You couldn't play me if you started a movie about my life. From everybody to jump ship, I'ma hold you. No, I said for everybody to stay true, I'ma hold you down. And for everybody to jump ship, I hope you drown. Hot as Louisiana, from Philly to Alabama, to the show in Hollywood. All them bitches head out their cameras. They called my name to the stage, and the crowd was going bananas. But I was more so concerned about getting in with the hammers. Johnny, I'm from the birthplace of Aaron Jones. We're young and still in middle school when they Aaron Crone. The same place my man lost a murder trial. She my right-hand man fighting a murder now. The same place the feds indicted my brother. When niggas going to war down the block from each other. From the home of the Eagles, we pushed open needles. We follow Islam, but we still controlled by the evils. And I love my niggas, and I put it on the trauma unit. Because if I want you hit shit, I ain't even got to do it. My cousin shotgun and hit you with a hot one. Your body hit the ground, and he be gone before the cops come. The feds gave 25 to my brother. He stood tall like a man, ain't drop a dime or nothing. And I grew up on the west side where we survived off nothing. Watching my only role model getting high off butter. Thinking of flashbacks, I get the chills. Grinding all night, sleeping in my nigga's fizzy well. Getting that guap, but I made a promise to my niggas we gon' get to the top. My flow so dope, remind you of a Kensington block. Man, them people got on the stand and they lied on my man. Mama all in tears, trying to give him 20 years for something that ain't through. They just trying to book a nigga, he ain't even got a record. They just want him in the system, it's crazy. I fought a DA and go for a conviction. Detectives making up lies, feeding it to the victim. And most of the jury white, so they just think a nigga guilty. It's real rap from the heart, you gotta feel me, hold up.
Yes, sir. Folks, man, we appreciate you, my nigga. Support up here, my G, you know, man.
Get with me. Get with me, man. You're ready. I appreciate y'all, man. I love y'all, man. I'm going to see y'all soon when I come up there in New York.
You already, my G. Easy.
Appreciate you.
All right, peace, King.
Santos, salute, man. Damn, those bars are crazy. Salute. Really up here, man. Yo, next guest going on here.
Man, like that?
Just crazy. Man. Really like an ambassador to this shit. Not only does great music, but is also out there with the people, supporting communities, and just doing all types of good shit, man. We have to get this man's opinion on what's going on in hip-hop right now. He's a staple in this shit. Let's get the man's opinion. Let's go. PSA Radio, Mr. Fab, what's good?
What up, Chief? How y'all?
Fab, what's poppin', my G?
Ah, man, just chilling the hood with my niggas right now. What's good?
Fire. See what it is.
Yo, Fab, we got to ask you, starting off, what's your opinion right now on how everything's looking right now in hip-hop with this, you know, back and forth, and, you know, how are you feeling? Are you excited to kind of see this back and forth type?
Well, me, man, I'm into it, man. I'm just like, man, if it's about some money, man, get some money. I don't care about all the other, you know, the politics to it. Evidently, you know, somebody probably mad because they got hit. You know, whatever. Mm. If it ain't getting no money, that shit don't even interest me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, I'm from Oakland. Man, it's too much shit going on in Oakland for us to be worried about what 2 millionaire niggas is tripping over. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Them niggas both getting money, man. Y'all niggas squash that bullshit, especially if it's over the bench. Man, I fuck that bench. That's how I look at this shit, man. You know, I'm raised by like two short niggas like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I come up under niggas and, man, fuck that bitch. Nigga, get this money. My nigga, y'all niggas.
But Fab. I understand, get the money. But this is hip hop, my nigga.
They work good together, man. Work together. Y'all coming off a good record together. Like, y'all work.
All right, I understand work together, but this is a competitive sport, my G. Ain't nothing wrong with thinking you number one, as long as you keep it on wax.
The nigga that's competitive is the nigga that's getting the most money. And in this case, we know who's getting the most money. He going bad tonight. We're gonna be all the way honest. Like, you know, the niggas.
Yo, Fab, we can barely hear you, my G. Can you get a little closer?
What?
I'm on this Bluetooth thing, and it's, you know, that new 2015 Maserati joint, man. Independent money.
Oh, excuse us. Shit, you didn't have to throw out all the info or nothing, man. Damn. All right.
So, I think Drake killing, man. Drake winning right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Drake is winning. Like, let's just be honest. Drake is winning. It's strategic. You know what I'm saying? Like, his method of attack, man. His attack is strategic. He planning the shit out with, you know, with the art cover, with the cover work, and with the ability to sign with the Apple deal and utilize those songs as a part of his obligation to meet with Apple, which headlines up the project coming soon. It's very strategic, man, and a manipulative position that he's playing, utilizing that dude. If we speak in chess references, man, he pining him up, dropping out, and then he backed on it. The knights and the bishops, and he ain't even got to move his queen. So he's doing his thing, man. He's very intelligent, and he's making some accurate moves right now. I feel like Meek is more in his feelings than back in his bag of just staying focused, man. You know, he should have never jumped out the bag. You're on tour right now. Things are going great with you. You getting a chance to, you know, share your girl's fan base. So you stealing fans, you gaining fans. People are appreciating you. You getting people to understand who you are as a person, who as an artist. Man, stay on tour, stay getting that money, nigga. You chilling. It was me to do that shit. You know, he spazzed out on Wale the same way. And it was just like, come on, bro. Like, he got to talking like, oh, nigga, you're not MMG, fuck you. Because a nigga don't want to tweet your album. Come on, my nigga. You acting like you still have the friends, my nigga. You're getting money, my nigga. You don't worry about it. So, you know, I just felt like he was just too worried about, don't give a fuck, man. If Quentin Miller writing for that nigga, somebody needs to go get that nigga to write for them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's an insight, nigga. Come on, nigga. Good, nigga. Like, you feel me? Whatever you doing, nigga. And like I said, I done been in the studios with Drake, man. I done been around Drake. And then watch this dude write his own shit. That nigga's a talented dude, man. Drake is insane, bro.
Hold on, Fab. You just can't say that to me and Timbo and just walk off like that. So you've been in the studio with Drake?
I don't know if this just on internet shit, but like, when Drake was doing So Far Gone, it was like when they was mixing it down, getting ready to drop, it was me, him, 40, and my producer, Dow Jones, you know what I'm saying, from The Business. Like, them is my, them, that's who, I came in the game with them, like, their first placement deals and all shit and shit, not quarterback, like, them is my dudes. So, when The Business hooks up with Drake, they, you know what I'm saying, they left some shit with Drake, and Drake took the CD to Wayne. That's how they was able to get the tracks with Young Money and stuff like that, and some of the shit that Drake was working on early was Business production. Them is, that's my crew, like, you know what I'm saying? That's my crew. So, I've been fucking them, that nigga Trevor for years, like, you know what I'm saying? You go look at the Moto video, the YOLO video. Like, I'm in the video with him in there when he came out here. I'm the first person he called when he came to California. Like, yo, I'm finna do the video. Come out here. We in the video. Like, I've been fucking with Drake forever. So, you know, the niggas are talented, bro. Niggas can't deny. I don't give a fuck what you say. Drake had you missing a bitch you never even met. You know what I'm saying? That nigga, you feel me? That nigga makes good music, bro. And the nigga mad at him.
Fab, I want to ask you real quick, though, man. You know, with all the shit that, you know, like you said, if anybody ever came at somebody in Oakland, it would be, you know, a team. It would be like a unite. Now, Philly seems to be very, it's not like that. You know, if anything, Meek's creating enemies. Now, you heard A.R. Ab do the back-to-back freestyle and diss Meek. I mean, how corny and how bad is it looking for him right now just piling on? You know, it's like the whole deeper and deeper.
Like, I think Meek is like one of them dudes. You know, he's still a young dude, man. And Like AR said, nigga, you was broke before rap money. So all of this shit is new to you. So when you get money, now you dealing with niggas who, it's easy to say, oh, you niggas hating on me because I'm getting money. And it ain't about that, because you opened the tag. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
it's like, you don't get on stage and be like, nigga, fuck AR app just because another nigga shot at him out. Like, come on, my nigga. I felt like AR, like, nigga, why you mad at me, nigga?
Word.
Yeah.
What you mad at me for, nigga? Like, you feel me? That nigga, he, you know, like, and another thing, it goes back to Drake's ability to interface and implement a thesis and a strategy that fucks with you mentally. You know
yep.
what I'm saying? Like, he was able mm-hmm. to just throw a shout out to AR and it threw the nigga off his game. Like, nigga, fuck AR. They're like, nigga, AR, like, nigga, why? Hold on, wait a minute, nigga, why is you worried about me, dog? This nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, because it's easy for me to win that battle, because you could just hide behind money. You could be like, fuck you, broke-ass niggas, you niggas is hating. It's easy for him to do that. But with a nigga like Drake, you can't say, fuck you, you broke-ass nigga. You can't say, nigga, I got more money than you. I got these chains. I'm in this phantom. You can't say none of that to a nigga like him. All you can say is, I'm a real street nigga. Now you got a real street nigga who's saying, man, I lied about you being a street nigga just so you could get on. So now it's like, ooh, like, oh. And then, like, we was reading some Meek interviews, and Meek was like, you know, nigga, get money and never go back to the hood. That's crazy to me. Like, when
yeah.
he said that, I was like, that's crazy. Like, never go back to the hood. Like, you know, that's crazy. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to get that much money. Like, I always want to be able to go to my hood and be able to, you know what I'm saying, do hood rat things with my friends. Like, you know,
But Fab, to be fair now, sometimes niggas in the hood, they see you come back flossing. And they get that set, you know what I mean?
You don't got to come back flossing. You could just come back, like, you know what I'm saying? You could come chill. Niggas respect the nigga that's grinding, bro, and the nigga who you are. If you come back flossing, but you still who you are, it don't mean nothing. See, niggas change. Money enhance who you are, bro. If you a real nigga, if you a good nigga while you broke, when you become rich, you're going to be a good nigga. Like, you're going to be a great nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to be the same. And if you a snobby, funny-acting, snake-ass nigga, you get the money, you're going to be that times 100. And them that's going to what make niggas going to hate you. Because niggas like, oh, this bitch-ass nigga. And he trying to stunt on us. We going to rob this nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? And we on this nigga. But if you a good nigga, bro, and niggas know that you a good nigga and you ain't really worried, you keeping your squad, right? You in your hood, you still fucking with your day ones. A nigga, you can be like, this nigga Too Short been having money for years, my nigga. This nigga still pull up in the hood, and niggas just like, we love you, Short. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my little cousin, Marshawn Lynch, man, this nigga pulls up in the hood and Lamborghini, shit like that, nigga. Niggas is just like, nigga, we love you. Like, that's, you know what I'm saying? We ain't tripping.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we be in the hood every day. And nigga don't be tripping. We just chilling, because it ain't about, I ain't trying to stunt on you, nigga. Y'all my nigga.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you go to my Instagram page today, my Facebook page today, I threw the keys to my old head, my old, you know what I'm saying, my old school dope fiend partner. Nigga, like, man, let me drive that Maserati. Go ahead, nigga. Like, you feel, I don't give a fuck. Like, these my niggas, bro. This my family. I don't give a fuck about that material shit, my nigga. I'm in the hood with my pizza eating barbecue and Doritos, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't saying... I ain't made the money that Meek and them is seeing. You know what I'm saying? So maybe I don't understand. But I know he ain't made the money my cousin Marshawn is seeing. And that nigga in the hood every day.
Yeah.
So we good. Like, man, yo, you got to be able to be the inspiration to these kids in the neighborhood, man. If niggas see that you get money and you don't never come back and you don't give back, you don't do nothing for these children, you don't plant no incentives for them to do better for themselves, you can still be successful legally. And you know what I'm saying, and positive, man, then you corrupting the minds of the youth, man. You make them feel like they're trying to get money and stay back on their neighborhood. And it ain't about that. Because when we come back to our communities, man, like the city of Oakland, and I'm pretty sure in the city of Philly, the city of Detroit, and a lot of these inner city communities, the gentrification is taking over to where the houses and homes that we grew up in, white people is buying them. And pretty soon we won't have no stuff to come back to. This is going to be all whited out.
Yeah.
So, we gotta go back to the hood, man.
Oh. Damn. Pat, I wanna ask you, I know this was extremely shocking for everybody today, but what was your experience with Sean Price, man?
That was crazy, man. Like, because every time I came across Big Bro, man, dude showed me like real MC love. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you a rap cat, man. Like, I really fuck with you, kid. Like, you a real rap cat. And to me, I was crazy. Like, just growing up listening to, you know, the whole Touchdown and the whole, you know what I'm saying, the Spot, man. Like, listening to them dudes show me love like that. I'm like, yo, this nigga, this is Kimbo Price. Like, you know what I'm saying? This, that dude, like, this a real hip-hop, like, boy. And I still don't even know what he died from. Like, I was like, yo, that's crazy.
Yo, like, Fab, they say he died in his sleep, my nigga.
Yo, that shit is crazy, bro. Like, like, cause dude never did nothing but show me nothing but unconditional love and embracing. And you know, like I say, being from Oakland, California, man, to go to the East Coast and get love from cats like that mean a lot, bro. Cause we don't never get that kind of acceptance. We always feel like we the eyeball in the industry. And you know, so like, we got our own industry. When niggas don't never really, when you think of hip hop, niggas don't never say nothing about Oakland. Niggas don't never, and then when you do say California, they don't never say the Bay Area, it's always L.A. So we always got that chip on our shoulder, man. You know what I'm saying? So when I got embraced by that dude, man, him showing me love, I was like, whoa, that's crazy. Like, I went through my phone and was like, damn, like, I still got, you know, Joe number in my phone. Like, you know, like, shit like that. That just, it just mean a lot, bro. Like, yo, that, yo, rest in peace, man. And it definitely motivates yourself to, as young hip hop, you know what I'm saying, to where, We want to be able to see our legends live to the ages of Smokey Robinsons and Frankie, Frankie Beverly and stuff. We want to see our old heads live like that, man. You know, so we gotta definitely preserve ourselves, man. We gotta, you know what I'm saying? We gotta definitely cut back and be more mindful of what we putting into our bodies, man, and taking care of ourselves, man. Because you know, all that smoking and drinking and shit gonna catch up. And I'm not saying that this is the reason why, you know what I'm saying, the big homies passing, but we do have to be more conscious and take care of ourselves when we make a conscious effort, man, to preserve our lives, because ain't nothing like living.
Yeah. Thanks.
Well, so you hit on the head right there, though. Fab, what's good with you, though, man? What's popping on next for you, man? What you got going on?
Shit, I'm chilling right now, and I'm in the lab finishing up, like, it's the 10th year anniversary of, like, my album that kind of broke way of me in the Bay Area. It was called Son of a... That was, like, my first project where cats really kind of, you know, that gave me who I am. That's what I got, like, a deal off of back in the day with this project. So, it's the 10th year anniversary, so I'm doing Son of a Pimp 2, and I'm, like, I'm mixing and mastering right now this week and next week, trying to drop that joint in, like, October. But the shit is crazy, man, because it's, like, you know, I got a record with me and Kendrick. Me and Raekwon, which is one of my favorite rappers ever. And for the chef to get on my album, which to me was like the best trick that's ever happened to me in hip hop. I just finished up the single with me and Lil Boosie. So, you know, the shit out here, like Boosie out here is like Pac out here. Like, them niggas love this nigga. Just to be able to work with some of these guys that's on this upcoming project is a blessing, and it's humbling, man, to an independent cat like myself, man, who, you know, may relatively be an unknown dude to a lot of people in the mainstream, but to be able to go in and accomplish the things that I've done with this album myself and on and putting it together, production and everything, just the whole assembling of this album is definitely a pat on my back. I'm proud of myself for doing that, and I'm hoping to see how the masses receive it, man. But it's called Son of a Pimp 2, and it's definitely a project, man, that's worth listening to, because just the fact of how was I able to get these dudes on this album and the things that I got. Like, I got T-Rock joints on there. T-Rock did
on
there. Jake One, T-Rock, the business did 50% of the project. So, it's dope, man. It's dope, man. It's like, it's real nice, man. It's a nice project, man. Not even being biased. But besides that, the music, what's most important to me is the community work. I got my 10th annual backpack giveaway coming up August 23rd. We'll give out 1,000 backpacks full of school supplies, everything. Feed hundreds of kids, jumpers, basketball, free entertainment, DJs, live performances. We're raffling off like 10 MacBooks for high school and college students. As well, as, we give out a certain couple thousand dollars to high school kids transitioning from high school to college, some scholarships money. So August 23rd, that's my 10th annual event doing that in the hood, right in the community, man. To me, that's more important than anything I've ever done musically.
That's my G.
Really in that community, man. Yo, Fab, we appreciate you coming up here, man. Just as
for real, my nigga.
You know, get your opinion on things, bro.
Man, say no more, man. I'm thankful for you guys just to give me the outlet and the opportunity to talk to folks, you know? For sure.
Absolutely, man. All day. Yo, we're looking forward to seeing your cousin on that field, bro. It's almost time.
Number one running back in the NFL.
Oh, boy, here you go.
Regardless of the hatred, you know what I'm saying? We don't worry about a cat that they kids. We don't worry about a cat who overhyped himself. You know what I'm saying? We don't care about a nigga who don't believe in God, who stay injured. We don't care about none of these niggas.
Oh, what are you talking about, Fat? What are you talking about, my G?
I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? All I know is the best running back wear number 24, man. You know what I'm saying? They call him the team, man. That's all I know. I don't know nothing about none of these other dudes. These overhyped ass running backs who ain't been through nothing. You know what I'm saying? All I know is they should have gave him the ball.
All right, who's overhyped? Who's overhyped, my nigga? Who's overhyped? Can you break that down?
You know who it is, man. You know who it is. We don't even got to say his name. You know who he is.
Okay, hold on. AFC or NFC?
Man, that nigga in the NFC, man.
You're not talking about the dude from Philly. You're not talking about Murray, are you? DeMarcus Murray?
Man, who's that nigga, man?
Oh, nah.
Oh, girl.
Both of them niggas, though, it's two niggas. It's an AFC nigga that's hyped up, too. You feel me? Man,
AFC running back that's hyped up.
We just hear someone's gonna get fine, boss. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
That's all we here for, man. All we know is, you know what I'm saying, nigga, if we getting 30 carries a game, we don't get 2,000 yards, too. You feel me? I ain't hating on dude, but you play with a team with nobody. You gotta get the ball. Like, my cousin had 1,600 yards, and it was games where he only got 4 or 5 carries. It was 3 games where he only got 6 carries. Like, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
Yeah, I do think the Jimmy Graham addition is big, though. That does help out because the receiving core is not that great, though, my G.
That's huge. And Jimmy up there blocking the shit now. If Jimmy start blocking, oh, it'll be crazy.
If he starts, yeah. If he starts blocking, it's official now.
Yeah.
He don't block shit. So,
yeah.
If he start blocking, oh, it's going to be crazy for the NFL, man. So, you know, especially with the Whiners, man. Them niggas is done. You feel me? The young guys, them niggas ain't going to win like 5 games this year. Them niggas is done. I'm happy to see, you know what I'm saying? I want to see the boy, I don't know, man. I've always been a Michael Vick fan, man. I want to see him go to Buffalo, even though I like Ethan.
He's a rap, though, fam. Come on, it's a rap for Vick, my nigga. Come on.
You know how shit be a rap and you just don't want to believe it? Like, when you see Iverson play for the Lakers, you still was just like, that's Iverson, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Still wanted to hold on to it. I think in our generation, Mike Vick got that kind of, like, he's like the Iverson of the NFL. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas still love him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, niggas love that dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas want to see him just have, you be hoping for that just one last season, one last burst. Like I'm hoping for Vick, man. I like Vick, man. I like Vick, man. I do like this, though, man. I wonder what Chip Kelly gonna do with that stacked up ass offense that he got over there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He got that 17 quarterbacks and shit.
I think my Jets gonna be all right this year. Gino, what are my Jets though? My defense is solidified. I just worry about my Jets offense. My defense is official.
My man, Geno Smith.
Chill, my nigga. Chill, my nigga. Chill, fam. Come on, man.
Fuck all of the football shit. Y'all not just gonna skip the football without saying the greatest team in the NBA, bro. So fuck that. Feel me? Fuck that. I've been hated, though. Niggas ain't just not gonna acknowledge. You talking to an Oakland nigga, just ain't gonna acknowledge that we just won the championship, though. Niggas just ain't gonna not acknowledge that, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas act like they ain't see me every game courtside looking like Spike Lee right there. You know what I'm saying? At the Warrior game, we the champions. Niggas gonna act like we ain't the best in the league. You know, let's talk about that. How about
them Warriors? Yeah, no, I can't front. Y'all get Warriors, y'all, you know, champs though, my G. I can't front.
Warriors on beast.
How about
yes, sir.
Yo, fam, we're going to definitely get you up here at football season and talk some shit, though, my nigga. For real. We're going to do a fantasy league. Yo, fam, we want you to join our fantasy league, my nigga. What's up?
Yeah, come on. Let's do it. I'm with it.
All right. Timbo, I'll let you behind the scenes. All right. That's
it. Let's get it, my G. We appreciate you coming up here, man. We're going to do a sports one when it starts.
Thank y'all so much, man. It's all love. It's all
great. All right, my G.
Salute, bro. Oh, man, salute to Fab coming on the show. Yo, had to get his opinions on. So absolutely having him in the fantasy football league, man, for CSA Radio.
Word.
Has to happen.
Facts.
Has to happen. Salute to Fab coming up on the show, man. Couple of segments that we wanted to do about what's going on in battle rap. Now, fresh news and everything is Hitman for Shotgun Shug will not be going down on the Gorilla
Warfare
event. It seems that Shug has backed out, according to Hitman, that he woke up to a text saying, I'm not doing the battle. Now, what does this mean for that? That was one of our favorites going into the card and doing our predictions, everything like that. Now that that battle is not happening, what are your thoughts?
Shug, I gotta talk to you, my G. Mm. I hate doing this, man. It's gonna hurt me more than it hurts you, Shug. The fuck is going on, my G? You been screaming Hitman's name for a hot minute, my nigga. I told niggas, yo, Shug is ready for this, man. Hitman didn't even want to battle you, son. Let's keep it all the way live, son. A couple years ago, Shug, I remember Hitman going on Twitter, why would I battle Shug? The nigga was talking about you like you was a piece of nothing in this battle rap shit, my nigga. You come back, get your stripes back. Niggas rocking with you. You putting out quality battles. Niggas like, all right, man. Shug, we see you, my nigga. We see you out here. You get the battle, my nigga. And you're not battling. You even have your homie Sue Surf get on Twitter saying, you know, how he felt about the situation, which I don't know about you, Timbo. I fuck with Surf. I really wasn't feeling Surf really going on social media, airing out Shug a little bit. I ain't like that too much, my nigga. I just look at it. You boys, you got each other's number, hit him on the jack. That don't need to go to social media. Maybe Surf was in, you know, he's like, yo, my nigga, really? You backing out the fucking battle and got tight? Like, yo, you got me going out here again when this would be Jersey against St. Louis? You know what I'm saying?
Because
that's what it was. You got Verb and Surf and Shug and Hitman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know, my nigga. I'm not feeling that, Shug. That's crazy, my nigga. You ain't taking a battle.
It is crazy, man. To think about it. To think about, you know, what could have been the reason, or you know, what's going on behind the scenes that this battle was promoted like it was rocked. It's gonna happen. So it's crazy to see that this is happening. Especially like you said, Shug, man, been wanting to battle Hitman. The battle makes sense. And like, why not? Why not do it?
Yeah.
His performances lately have been crazy too. So.
Facts.
I don't get it.
I don't know, my G. Shit crazy, man.
So everybody, what's up with
RB predictions, my nigga?
Yo, I gotta find this card, man. I gotta find this card real quick. Hold up.
Shout out to Mr. Fab. Shout out to Santo. Shout out to my bro Timbo, man. Leasing these fucking shit he's giving y'all out in these streets, my nigga. And we got so much in the chamber, it's not even funny, man. You know what I'm saying? With TIA, our crown predictions. We got Still with Chilla. You know what I'm saying? We got some guests coming up. I don't even want to jinx this shit. I just hope it happens. Remember to you rappers and battle rappers, man. You can't be following me and Timbo on Twitter, then we hit you up, and y'all like, you crickets when we ask you what's good, my nigga. Come on, man. We not hiring your niggas down. You know what I mean? Straight up, man.
That's right.
I've been wanting to get that off my chest, right, man.
Listen to the man. Give him the PSA. That's who gives the PSAs on the show.
Yeah, man. Come on, man. But Timbo, you was right with Santos, man. You was right, because I thought Philly was still, the way Santos came off, like, yo, Philly not really fucking with that nigga. I'm shocked, my nigga. I'm not going to front you. You was right, my nigga.
Yeah. I appreciate that. I can't believe it. That's crazy. You know, it's just a feeling, though, that, you know, AR Ab is so respected there, you know?
Word.
And you know, you got to understand that when someone says shit like that, that hasn't gone back and hasn't really gotten that respect from his hometown, it could get ugly, as they say, you know what I mean? So, you know, I got this Blood, Sweat, and Tears card right here. We're going to run down a few of these battles and give our predictions on them. Let's go. All
right.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears, RBE event coming up. Predictions going down right now. Rosenberg Raw versus Jay Murda.
I'm going Rosenberg Raw. 3-0, B.
3-0?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give Murda one round, man. I'm going to go Rosenberg Raw 2-1 in this battle. 2-1 Rosenberg Raw over Jay Murda. Next battle is Oops versus Newborn.
Woo! I like this battle. This could be a good battle. I'm going Newborn 2-1. Oops, I fucks with you, my nigga. I think you dumb nice. And, you know, do you think Oops is going to give us another round where he gets off battle rap and just starts addressing the crowd? And do you have a problem with that if he does that again?
Oh, it could be a problem. It could be a problem if that happens.
Really?
If he addresses the crowd like he did in the third round?
Yeah, like against what he did against Daylight.
I think it could be, man. People really, really fuck with it. It has to be different, obviously, different topic and things like
right.
that, but I really think it could work again. I really do.
Well, I got Born 2-1, Timbo.
You got Born 2-1?
Yep.
Man, you know what? I'm gonna go Oops 2-1 on this battle, man. I want Oops 2-1 against Born. I think it'll be good, though. I think it's going to be a real good battle. But, you know, it could go either way. I'm going Oops 2-1 on this battle. Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Let's go Cortez versus Jim.
Wow. This is a battle that, yo, my nigga, this could be a grudge match right here.
Yes.
You know, the battle of my Latino brothers, first of all. I know Jim's been wanting Cortez for a hot minute. And a lot of times when you want somebody, and I hate to do this to you, Straight Sever, we've seen Straight Sever wanting Aver for how long, and then when you finally got the nigga in front of your face, it don't pan out the way you want it to pan out. I like Jim's. I think Jim's is nice, B. I think he got to slow down on a couple of shit that he does sometimes. But I'm going Cortez, B. Cortez 2-1. Dead ass.
Cortez 2-1 over Jim's.
Yep.
I'm going to agree with you, man. I really think going into this battle is something Cortez wants. He's been preparing for it. And I'm going to go Cortez 2-1 also over Jim's in this battle. Like you said, though, it is a grudge match. These guys have been going back
it's a grudge match
for a while now. Mm-hmm. And this battle makes sense. But I think Cortez is going to be is going to bring more. So I'm going to go 2-1 Cortez versus Jim. Next up, Charlie Clips versus Adi Bull.
Boom, my nigga. I fucks with you, my nigga. And Boom be getting big names, my nigga. He's been battling big dudes out here in the battle rap world, my nigga. No slouches. I hate doing this to Charlie Clips, my nigga. Is Clips going to take Adi Bull serious, my nigga? Is he going to take him serious? That's the question I have, Timbo. Is he going to take Adi Bull serious? I'm going Charlie Clips 2-1 and the clear 2-1, too. Clear 2-1.
A clear 2-1.
Yeah.
You're going Charlie Clips a clear 2-1.
Yeah, facts, yeah.
Alrighty, boom.
Yeah.
Shit, man, this is tough. This is like, I hate
really, it's tough.
Questions.
It's tough.
The if questions, man.
Hold on. All right, let me ask you a question. Can a 50% Charlie Clips beat Adi Bull?
Yes.
If he's on 50,
yes, he could.
Well, damn. There you have
yes,
it then.
I really think he could. So I guess it's not that difficult, but rounds, I guess I'm trying to figure out. I'm going Clips 3-0, man, over Adi Bull. I'm going Clips 3-0 over Boom. Now, we all know I'm not the
I'm giving Boomer. I'm giving Boomer a round, man. I'm giving Boomer a round because you know he got a right
to the
material against Charlie
Clips. I'm not as generous as you. I'm going Clips 3-0.
Oh, man.
Over Adi Bull. No remorse. Headlining this event, Arsenal versus Show Off. Who you got?
I'm going Arsenal 2-1, man. I like Show Off. I think Son is talented. We haven't seen Arsenal in a while this year. He hasn't been battling like that, which, you know, listen, Arsenal's a big-time dude in this battle rap shit. He doesn't have to, oversaturate himself. I think Arsenal's, taking a breather, if you want to say it. I think Arsenal got a lot to say. I got Arsenal 2-1, man. And I'll be shocked. I fucks with you, my nigga. But I'll be shocked if you be awesome. I'm going to keep it real. I'm going Ars 2-1.
Ars 2-1. I'm going to go. Yeah, I'm going to. I agree with that, with you on this pick, man. I'm going to go Ars 2-1, a clear 2-1 over Show Off. I will be very surprised if Show Off beats Ars. We haven't seen Ars in a long time.
Nope.
In a long time. I mean, what was his last battle?
Oof. Damn, my nigga. I'm trying to think right now.
Was it Caustic?
What was Austin?
A month ago.
It was Caustic. Yeah, it was Caustic. Yep,
it was Caustic a month ago. That was a while ago, though. The battle actually took place. So, yeah, man, I'm gonna go Arsenal on this one. 2-1, clear. Possible 3-0 over Shaw. Shaw is not bad though, man. I just think it's Ars has been ready for this, and he's, you know, he hasn't battled in a while, so I feel like he's gonna perform very well. So I'm gonna go Ars on 2-1 on this battle, man. Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Saturday, September 5th, RBE event. Shouts out to RBE, man, been putting on great
words
and battles.
Yeah, baby. For real. Facts, though.
Insane.
Facts.
So,
all facts.
Shouts out to ARP and the whole RBE staff and everybody on that team, man. You already know what the fuck it is. Segments galore.
Woo!
Chambers.
Jesus.
New Cassidy song is up there also. Go listen to the new Cassidy song. I mean, we cover everything over here. We got interviews. Crazy. Predictions. Crazy. Thoughts on tracks. Crazy. The tracks themselves. Crazy. Exclusive shit happening. Drops crazy. I mean, come on, man. AR Av,
yes,
back-to-back freestyle on the fucking channel right now. 25,000 views in like 15 hours.
Woo!
So,
love.
Salute. Everybody listening. Everybody checking it out. New subscribers. You already know what the fuck it is, man. This is PSA Radio. I want to let everybody know, by the way, this is kind of fresh news also, the Battle Rap app is being uploaded, and there's an interview section. It's being updated right now. There's an interview section.
Oh.
PSA is headlining that section right there. All new interviews and content dropped by PSA will be sent straight to your phone, available for Android and iOS. So anybody looking, just be ready for that, man. So push notifications, everything to your phone, all new battle leagues added. I mean, it's just going to be crazy, man, your one-stop shop. So salute everybody that fucks with us. It's me and Dre, man. This is a two-man team right here. That's it.
Yes, sir. That's it,
man. So salute. Mm. Everybody listening, man. PSA fucking radio. My bro, my partner in crime and this shit, Dre, my G, take us out.
Y'all already know what the fuck it is, man. PSA motherfucking radio, man. Shout out to my bro, Timbo. Shout out to Mr. Fat. Shout out to Lowe. Mm. Shout out to the subscribers, man. Subscribe to the channel, man. We giving y'all hot shit out here, man. We out here, man. I'll let your fucking boys, man. You already, man.
You already, man. We out.
Cute.